Mississippi, Arizona. A party of three men and a lone woman are groping their way through the blistering heat. All around them are bare, rocky hills. And nothing else as far as the eye can see.
You know, Jeff, once I saw a man dying in the desert, and it was swollen like a balloon, and his face was kind of blue.
And I knew the desert would be hot in the middle of summer, but I didn't think it would be as bad as all this.
Give us a drink of water, Jeff.
Not on your life. We're going to need the precious little we've got before we're through.
Look at Derek. He's almost gone in.
I'm all right.
Good girl, buddy. I need every drop up in case we get off my trail and I wouldn't have to.
We're lost right now.
Shut up with that kind of talk, Pete. You're acting just like an old woman.
Maybe Pete's right, Jeff. You know that we...
So you're starting in with him, are you?
But you have to listen to me.
But it's a little too late for that. If he hadn't done so much looking to you, he wouldn't be out here looking for a friend of mine that probably doesn't even exist. That's some wild story your grandfather told you. Yeah, I'll listen to reason, okay?
I just know there's a mine up there, no rich one. I know it.
Well, we're not out here now, and I'm not going to give up looking for the Black Crow mine until I've crawled over early into this desert.
Yeah, look at our guide, way up ahead there. Don't tell me he knows where he's going.
He's been zigzagging and stumbling for the last...
An old man, remember. But he knows this desert. Practically lived on it all his life, they told us.
Well, why did he wander off like that? Why did he stay close by? Well, maybe we shouldn't have kept on after the burrow broke its leg.
Well, I heard him muttering to himself and sort of cackling.
What's the habit? He's been alone most of his life, I reckon. Look, you two, save your breath, keep your mouth shut, and you won't get the first.
Okay, but it seems to me that we're going around in circles.
If we find that mine of Betty's granddad's, we'll be going in the bus circle. Now, come on, let's move faster. Maybe you're lagging behind the guard instead of him running off the bus.
Stop
there.
Yeah, I guess. Well, where's our guide?
Over yonder someplace.
Hey, look. Down the path. Footprints. Two or three steps of them.
Why? Well, there are footprints. We've been going in circles. Why not loony guide everything?
I'll get him.
Fargo! Hey, Fargo! Where are you?
Hello, I never did see that fellow. He had a wild gleam in his eye.
Yeah, I noticed it, but I put it down to flesh and gold. A lot of folks got that gleam.
Here he comes, behind that big rock.
Oh, Jeff, couldn't you have found somebody who would...
He's the only one in these parts who knows the country.
Fargo! Come here!
Boy, look at that. His mouth hanging open.
He's got him.
How are you supposed to do
it? Listen, Fargo. I don't know what your game is, but you're not playing square with it. We paid you to show us where the Black Crow mine is. Now you're leading us around in circles.
I done what it says.
Oh, what do you mean?
This is it.
The mine. Where's the mine?
Up there someplace.
What?
Did you hear what he said, Jeff? He doesn't know any more about that mine than we do.
Are you crazy?
Let me handle this. Look, Fargo, I gave you $100 to take us to the Black Crow. Are you going to take us there or will
I? I said I'd show you where it is.
Hey, it's not there. Why, you dirty cheat. Just let me get my hands on you.
Let me have a gun.
Oh, you haven't got a gun. I'll
shoot it. Now, here, Fargo. It's $50 more. Now, will you take it the rest of the way?
All the money she got can't make me budge another step.
But why?
There's something awful terrible about the Black Crow.
Did you hear that, Jeff?
What about the Black Crow? Well, Fargo, what's terrible about it? It's just $25 just to tell us about this.
No. Keep your money. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You come back here. Stop him. We never could find our way back to Felipe.
Fargo!
Let's go get him. Fargo!
Steady. Stay here. Please. You're running.
Poor old man. Mine's gone.
Unless we can catch him, we'll be gone.
All right, stumble.
Don't you hurt me. Don't you go ahead of me.
We aren't going to hurt you. You shouldn't run.
A long way from water on you.
Come on now, Fargo. Let's get this over with.
I'll get your hands off.
But don't, we've got a knife.
Fargo, put that up. Grab his arm, please. Get that knife away from him.
He's like a wildcat.
Drop it, Fargo. You'll cut yourself.
Well, sure.
Drop that knife. Let's go over it. Hang on to that hand at his feet. Quit trying. He's breaking loose. Hold him down. That's his feet. Hold him.
He's dead.
Here's the knife. Come here, son. I got it. Hard in the chest.
Hudson. He's dead. I didn't mean to do it. There's an accident. That's all I know. Devil. Maybe it's better this way.
What do we do? Tom's going to find a way out of this desert.
Never mind that now. I've got to give the old man a decent burial. Can't leave him out here for the orchard. Turn back toward Felipe while there's still a chance of tracking our own footprint.
I got a hunch we're pretty near to mine. That's the thought we'll never get this close to it again.
Only we are close to it. I can't help thinking about clothes.
You can't think about that now, Pete. It wasn't your fault.
Well, if we turn back after that burrow broke its leg, how are we going to carry any gold that we do find?
Our job is to mark the mine, find out if it's got gold in it, and then come back with plenty of equipment.
Did you find out any more in Felipe about this mine and you got some old sorrow?
Not much.
I didn't know anything more than what Grandpa told me when I was a little girl.
How come they call it the Back Crow?
Well, from what I gathered, about 25 years ago, there was a prospector in Felipe called Jim Brannan. Well, one day he came into town with chunks of the richest gold I've ever seen in his part. I asked him where he found it. He wouldn't tell. But he did tell how he found it.
Yeah, go on.
Well, he said he was walking out on the desert when a big black crow flew over his head and motioned him to follow him.
Well, it sounds like a fairy story to me.
This Brannan said he followed the crow and they finally came to this very rich mine. Brannan had a very bad reputation for being a liar and nobody believed him.
Well, did he bring back any more gold?
No. The next time he went to the mine, he never came back.
Never came back?
No. And a lot more people who went looking for the black crow never came back.
You knew all that, but you let me bring Betty out here. She was just coming to go.
Besides, I thought a lot of that story might just be true.
Well, maybe they'll keep a weather eye out for a crow.
Hey, look down on this path. What?
What's it? Oh, Tin Can.
Yeah, way out here in the desert. It's been there for years. But we rusted the pieces. Come on. Hey, look what's in it. Gold off.
Go.
Let me have a look. Golly, it is. Gold.
What do you suppose
it's... It's the richest
gold
I've ever seen.
Pour some of it in my hands, Jeff. Let me hold some of it. Something made me pick that camp. If I hadn't, we'd never have
found it. The mine must be nearby then. Your hunch was right, sir.
Wait. There's a scrap of paper in the bottom of the can, all brown and dry.
It must be an old claim or something.
Let's take a look.
Writing's almost faded clear away.
Can't make out some of the words, but it says... Dear partner, if you look in that crow, find this, you are very lucky.
I guess it is. I don't know.
Go back. If this is worse. This is practically impossible.
In the car. This big rock. No. No, that's all I can make out.
That must be the big rock you left out over there.
Yeah. And that's where the mine is, or I miss my guess. Come on, talk about luck. Something's funny about this. Maybe we aren't near the mine at all.
What do you mean? Didn't the note say that?
But look at this handful of soil I just picked up. There isn't anything like that oil well back in the tin can. It's highly different.
Well, we're known to look behind that rock. But the note said to go back if the mine wasn't there. And then the old dragon faded out. I wonder if...
Oh, here's the rock. Hey, look at that crow.
Look over there. God.
Human skeleton.
Well, it's cold.
Look at those skulls. I'm holding a gun.
That's me. That's pumpkins at the grocery. They didn't die on that day,
there. Somebody killed them and... Just get out
of here. Yeah,
come on. Those bones. They were picked clean and flat. Those people. suppose.
Oh, stop talking like that. Bad method. I don't know what could have happened. Let's go back to Foley's place.
There's a lot of gold up around here someplace waiting for someone.
No, gold doesn't seem very important to me right now.
Over yonder where those red hills are rising out of the sand. I guess that's where the gold ore came from. Let's make for that direction.
Look. Looks like running across that drive.
No. It's picking up a lot of dust.
Yeah.
I bring it into focus with the two of us. Two officers.
Oh, the coyotes. One of them is a coyote, but the other.
Good Lord.
What is it?
Can't be. It's not out here.
What is it?
Let's see the glass. Don't bother me. Hey, whatever it is, it's like an ace. Coyote, it's a good thriller. Running on all fours up the coyote.
Let me see.
No, he's roared up. He's running upright like a man. Standing alone in the most amazing easy. I've practically caught up with a coyote. He got him. Killed him in his claws.
That's happy, at least. I'll do it better after all.
Look at this one twist of his paw. Monster.
Now, take a look at that. Here.
What is it?
I don't know. Good God.
Can't see that. He's tearing the coyote to pieces. Tearing it apart like it was made out of paper. Oh, he's...
Hey, what is it?
He's lapping with blood.
Power down there. In the morning, call that note. Now we know how those bones are stacked neatly back there on the farm.
Now that we know the truth, what are we going to do?
Oh, yes, let's go back. Please. We haven't got a chance to find that mine.
No, I'm going on. We've got a gun and a few supplies if we're careful nothing will happen. Besides, it might be months before we come back, and besides, someone else might lead us to it.
That's just that.
I'll go alone if necessary.
Well, so, I'm with you, Jeff.
Buddy?
Well, we are.
Good rules to follow in maintaining the finish in your car. First, clean it thoroughly. Second, apply Simonize. Third, keep your car clean. Step number one means cleaning with Simonize cleaner, the only thing made especially to prepare the surface for Simonize. And now Simonize cleaner comes in both paste and with liquid form. Choose the one you prefer. The liquid Simonize cleaner is a new development, vastly better than any liquid that you've ever seen. Second, after cleaning with Simonize cleaner, apply Simonize for protection. A single application lasts a long time, but many motorists find it pays to apply Simonize frequently because this gives extra protection, helps build up more and more beauty. Now for rule number three, keeping your car clean. It's easy after you've Simonized. Washing is seldom necessary. Dust and dirt wipe right off with a damp cloth without scratching, and the finish comes up bright as ever. Start now using the world-renowned Simonized way to save automobile finishes and maintain beauty. And now back again to Hermit's Cave.
On through the desert, go Jeff, Pete, and Betty. Glancing fearfully from time to time over their shoulders. Listen.
Yes, this is the sweetest trap I've ever seen in my life. Just look at those bare rocky hills around us.
Well, it's kind of pretty if you can keep your mind off that horrible creature we saw back there.
Well, we haven't got much more to go. A quick look around and we'll head back. It isn't like we can find the mine.
Okay, what do we do?
Pete, you take the left wall of the canyon and go towards that saddle.
Okay.
Betty, you and I will do the same on the right side. We'll meet right over in there.
Oh, Jeff, don't you think we ought to stay together?
No. We'll never be far apart, just a few rocks and a key between us. We can yell at each other. Besides, this will save a lot of time. We can't hold out much longer, you know.
All right, you think so, but...
Okay, we'll be peace.
Yeah, sure,
fine. Let's get going, then. Now, don't forget, Pete. Keep talking to us.
Yeah, sure.
And be careful.
I heard you.
Come on, Betty. You follow me.
Together, Jeff. I'm afraid.
As long as I have my rifle here, nothing is going to happen to us.
But sometimes Pete gets awfully reckless.
Forget about Pete and keep your eyes open. I hate this late afternoon quiet. It's just on my nerves.
Yes! What is it, Pete? What are you doing? I found him. Don't go.
Go. You found no gold.
Pete! Stay where you are!
Keep shouting so we can find you.
Over here. Under the glass of rock. Can you see it?
Yes. But keep shouting. Bushes are thick in here.
Come on, Eddie.
You suppose we found the mine?
The place of gold, anyway. It's about time we were having some luck.
Here. Yes. Huh? Up on that ledge.
The mark.
It's thick, Sally. I knew it. Oh,
it's horrible. Must be right over Pete. He's crouching.
Pete, look out!
Keep yelling, buddy. Try to attract the monster's attention. I'll pop him up before he can
die. Oh, Pete, the monster! He's not about you! Oh, where's the monster?
It's too late. He's jumped.
Oh, my God.
Can you see them?
Oh, before he kills Pete.
And
is
laying in wait for
us. No. There's a clearing out under the ledge. There's no sign of
either
of them.
They must have been standing right here.
They're dead. Oh,
Jim.
They beat up and carried
him off.
Oh, we should have turned them.
Let's talk about that now. We've got to find this way they went.
There's the gold spilling out of that old rotten
sack. Yeah, probably some other poor devil got here while lugging us in the mine.
Here, Cass, look.
Come on, Wyatt. Come on, we've got to save him. I'm not going over these rocks.
There's
blood on the rock. Probably just a slight wound. Makes it possible for us to claim it.
Look for him. He's human. Except for those wolves. He's human. I'll give you a thing. I'm sorry. There's a prisoner under that tunnel.
Don't think things like that. They must be just ahead. Rolling against the sheer wall.
The cave up there.
Monster's man. He's taking the key in there.
He's jumping me out of my mind. If only he were a bear or a wolf or something natural. Oh, what could it be? What could it be?
I don't know.
I remember what old grandpa told me when I was a little girl. Story about a weird, misshapen toad that came to the white of a rancher. He took her out into the desert and left her for dead. The story goes that it didn't die. It was supposed to have been 2 years later. And nobody believed the yarn, really.
Here we are. Betty, you'd better stay out here.
No. I don't want to come with you. I'm so afraid to stay alone.
All right. Let's go. You've got the flashlight?
Yeah.
You hold the light in front of me, and I'll walk ahead with a gun. Yeah.
melted. Men, skin.
Joan, cold.
Joan, I get a terrible feeling. This pain is like a stench of some foul-headed beast.
Wait. I thought I heard you.
I
have to follow those horrible sounds. Come on. Hold on to my hand. Hope there are no pits to fall into.
Up your head. To the left.
Yeah. I can make out the roar of the cabin.
Where's the light coming from?
Top of the building, too. I can't fall.
That water. The best you could. First thing I'm going to do is...
Drink some blood. Go right ahead.
And that's Kevin Blackett there, see? He's up here, up there. Drink. Hang on, Drink. He saved me. Look at that fellow, Drink. He's just
grabbing me. Ugly devil. Breaking every bone in his body.
Stop it!
He'll jump down on me like a good old Pete. God, what are the bones to think?
Pete, you have two things in his mouth.
Just stop and get that gun.
I just see my hospital red hospital again. You're going to have a pinch tonight, aren't you?
Stop it.
In case you want to. Oh, you got you. You got it if you found that in his room.
Shut up. Figure out. Then I'll have a chance to get the gun.
It won't work. He's all fast and well.
It's after. I'll hide it above the ground for you. Do you think you can throw it over that? That high, pinned down like you are?
It's only with one blow.
I only hope. Then I can try that rock. Even if you don't hit me, no jump at you. Here. You got it?
Yeah.
Did you throw it?
I can't get that through.
Do the best you can.
And Simonize cleaner. The fact is, there's nothing like genuine Simonize and Simonize cleaner, or anything that even compares with them, for making and keeping cars beautiful. Once you see what they can do for your car, you'll agree it's a waste of time and money to bother with anything else. You can buy genuine Simonize and Simonize cleaner everywhere, at hardware, drug, grocery, paint, and auto supply stores, filling stations, auto laundries, and garages. Be wise. With conditions as they are, you can't afford anything but the best for your car. And in the cost of Simonize and Simonize cleaner, the best doesn't cost you any more. So help stop waste, be wise, and Simonize.
The Hermit has more stories for you. Listen in again next week for my howling. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.